All right, we're going to start on a very nice morning. We're saying it's our church picnic morning, but we're worshiping in here, and then we'll move outside, but we'll give all those instructions later. For those of you who have been around for a few years and been a part of this, I know last year it rained a lot. Apparently, I was on holidays, and it rained. A couple of arcs came floating down the street. I think there was so much rain that came down. Other years, we've canceled, too, and today, it's quite the opposite. It's going to be hot. So hope you're going to enjoy the warmth and getting a tan. We're going to have a lot of fun here and then out there together. We wanted to make a couple of announcements. First of all, one that you might have seen if you check in Steinbeck online occasionally. Joy's picture was splashed up on the front there. Did anybody see that? And so that's really good. And if you wanted to vote to help, you know, Soups On, finances for Soups On, you can do that. You just follow the instructions as you click onto that article on Steinbeck Online and go with that. Now, the other one is, and I'm going to ask Matt to put a slide up on the poster here on the screen. Just so you know, things are going to be a little different here in spring, which is always good because summer is kind of short. Just in terms of worship services coming up, we wanted you to see this because there's two of them that we will not be gathering in the building, but we expect that all of you will be where we will be anyway. June 11th is usual at Grace. That's next Sunday. June the 18th is Summer in the City, and for the last number of years, we have not opened our doors here and said, let's go join the community at Main Street for worship in the city. So you'll see posters all around. It'll probably be on Steinbeck Online and things. So 18th, not here. You can be over at the main stage. Then the 25th, we're back here as usual, and we'll be having worship here. And then on the 2nd, another change, we're going to be joining Steinbeck Mennonite, which is on Lowen. You can Google it. And we are going to join them for their services for two services this summer. They're doing a long weekend at their place, and then we've invited them to join us for the long weekend in August at our place. So worship over there on June the 2nd, or July the 2nd, sorry, nothing here, and then in August we'll be inviting them here. So just so you see that and don't come here by accident, if you do, we'll have a sign on the door so you'll know where you're supposed to be going on that morning. Beyond that, we're glad that we're here, and in the sanctuary we meet God and each other. And we acknowledge that we're gathering on the traditional territory of Indigenous peoples. And this acknowledgement comes as our search to live with each other in right relationships with neighbors and everything around us. We ask for God's help as we journey together in this. Let's start our service together.
Please stand and join with us. Come, Christians, join to sing.
Alleluia, amen. Now praise to God.
because I forgot something. Albert's reminding me, and I already realized I did. One of the things that as we're together, we get to hear other people's good news. Lorraine, as I sat down, I looked over and I said, whoops. So why don't you come up, Lorraine, and share with us what you wanted to share before we get moving again.
I am thrilled beyond everything. Today, you may notice that Carmen Ken aren't here. Well, she had a birthday on June 1st, her 65th birthday, and she is at home preparing for a big bash this afternoon. But that's not all I've got to say. Here we are. I can't think. It's written out. I have other news. Son Ryan and Rose's daughter Randy and Eric Unra had twin boys on May 25th. Hudson Gray was 3 pounds, 8 ounces. Nicholas Rett was 2 pounds, 12 ounces. Both mom and boys are doing very well. And then this morning, we had another announcement brought to us. Sherry and Doug's son, our daughter Sherry, their son Troy and Kathleen just had their first son. He is a baby brother to the big girls that they have. And his name is Carter Troy Clawson, 6 pounds, 7 ounces. So, you know that Bert and I have 12 great grandchildren. You know what? I'm exhausted.
And so are their parents. Yeah. Thank you very much, Lorraine and Albert, and we're glad for you and your family, and maybe it's a chance for us, maybe that opened floodgates some, to tell each other good news, or any kind of news as we're enjoying today together. We'll start with Psalm 133, and we'll keep singing. How wonderful, how beautiful, when we all get along. It's like cool, refreshing water flowing down over our heads, flowing down the collars of our t-shirts on hot, hot days. It's like the dew on grass, bringing its kind coolness in the early morning. Yes, that's where God gives the blessing, ordains abundant and good life when we all get along.
Please stand and join with us in singing, We Are One in the Spirit. And we'll follow that with Your Love is Washing Over Me.
We are one in spirit, we are one in the Lord, we are one in the spirit, we are one in the Lord, and we pray that all unity may one day be restored, and we'll know we are Christians by our love, by
be seated.
Testing. Great. Close to 2 months ago, we did a quiz on a sermon, and I had fun. So we're going to do it again, but this time far less serious, far more fun. So pull out your phones. Yes. And if you do not have a phone or you are not quick with your phone, find someone who is. And if you are quick with your phone, look around and find a child or a grandparent who does not know what's going on, and you would love to sit with them and help them. So you want to go to menti.com, and that's your, and it says enter your key, code, numbers, and those are your numbers, and I'm going to do it to make sure it works. Please work. So I'm going to give you, and you can do it, live streamers, you can do it at home too. Oh, I heard someone giggle, so it must be working. 4584-7321. Oh, you're all giggling. It's working. Great. Okay, click present, Matt. The number will be on the screen. There we go. Top right, present. Perfect. All right, who's your favorite puppet? Just realize now what might be happening here. So I'd like to invite you all next week to stay for a special congregational announcement. Oh, it went up a little bit. Yay. Thank you. Aw. Okay. There we go. Well, the good news is that they're all still showing up. And there we go. Poor Penny. She's the faithful one. Okay, click next slide there, Matt. There's no right. How long is the ideal sermon? +25 minutes. You want to sit here all day in winter, not in summer. Oh. So you want, I thought zero to, there, someone doesn't want to hear a sermon. There we go. Okay. That's good to know. You want something here. Good to know, Mel. We'll take notes. Okay, next slide. And if you don't want to preach, you can skip the slide, or better yet, you can nominate someone else who you think should be preaching in our church. And then if it's your name, shows up a bunch of times, you're getting a phone call on Tuesday at 9 a.m., we're going to give you, oh, six people want to preach. Nice. Eight. We're going to show the answers in 30 seconds. And if you don't know, that's Katniss Everdeen from Hunger Games. She's volunteering as tribute to Go Die. So it's pretty much what it's like preaching. Sorry? I think it's called being voluntold. I'm looking forward to seeing 17 Eds on there. Okay, next, go ahead. They'll keep popping up. Nope, me, nope, Lorraine, nope, Ed, Bob. Who's Bob? Oh, Bob Schmoor, yes. Curtis Cron, skip, Mark. Sometimes, I already have your welcome. Tom and Neil, I think that was possibly Neil's kids or parents who volunteered him. Onion, my high school kids are here representing. No, oh, Shara, Helen, Kurt, you got twice. You're up. Sound man, Bruce. No thanks. Tam, Nem, I don't know who Nem is. Is that it could be no in a different language. Helen Barkman, she's up there twice. Are your kids having fun with you on the bench over there? Finn, Andrew, no. Tamara, Ed, me, and Finn the Dragon. Okay, super helpful, enlightening. Our staff agenda is going to be great on Tuesday. Next question. How awesome are the middle school kids? Oh, they're not the best. They're not incredible. They are seem to be spectacular. We're all there. They're just keep coming. They are spectacular. We had our wind-up on Wednesday, and it was complete and utter chaos. mostly because they were hitting me and Riley in the heads with pool noodles for about half an hour, and which Riley might have got a slight concussion after. So, awesome. Next slide. While watching church on live stream, what are some of the distractions you've done on the side? Come on, I know you do them. And I'll go first. I literally was watching Mel preach on one screen and watching curling on the Briar on the other. So, curling. Truth. This is anonymous, by the way, unless you sign. Oh, you did lots of things. Look at this. 20. The answers keep flying. Yeah. Someone did a study in the USA live stream, and they found out that like 6% of the population in the USA watches like 4 services a week online. So, yeah. Awesome. Let's find this out. This is oh, we did lots of things. Okay. Yoga, workouts, lunch, children, laundry. I made a latte. I had a shower while watching live stream. You slept. Yes. Knitted. I can't say. What were you doing? Folding laundry. You had breakfast. Laundry. You watched others. The backs of our heads. Breakfast. Crocheting. Played crib. That means there was more than one of you. Folding laundry. You were on your phone. You made pancakes, coffee, and sports. That's what I do. Pancakes, laundry, Wordle. That's a long sermon. Short sermon. Squirrel. That's from the GIF. Made breakfast. You went golfing and listened to live stream. Just don't even bother with church at that point. Unless you're calling on Jesus' name when you hit a bad drive. Oh, Jesus. Eat breakfast, planning brunch. Super Mario Brothers, you played video games. I don't watch live stream, I come to the building. Perfect. Coffee, salt. How do you play solitaire with your mom? The game is called solitaire, you're supposed to play it by yourself. You take turns. No volume, you can't hear any. Oh, someone's at home? Is that saying that they can't hear at home? Okay, I can't fix that now. You read, you puzzled, you car raced. like Hot Wheels? Or like you're like driving a big car? Play cards, background noise. I'm going to say noise. Go ahead, next one. Slide down there, Matt. Watched baseball. No distractions. You're lasered in. Ate breakfast. The cat, yes. More coffee, ball, pancakes. You napped. Red on the side. Napped. Football recap. Bird watching. I have done that too. Eat, watch, and tennis. You're going to, yeah. Eating and watching tennis. Dishes, fold laundry, shower, onion. Go away, high school kids. Background noise. Board game. Laundry and marking students, doing teachers are here. I don't watch live stream. Super auto pets, ate breakfast, coffee, cookies, and breakfast. You are very zoned in on live stream, and I appreciate your honesty. Next one, next slide. Coins count. This is a sliding scale. 3 questions. Number 1, I love the coins count cause. Agree or disagree? I love the kids who collect the coins. Agree or disagree? I love the coins count song. Agree or disagree? We're going to see where this ends up. Yeah, this is not a surprise. Someone doesn't love the kids? That's a surprise. Oh, you actually enjoy the Coins Count song more than I thought. Oh. Now, I should be careful, though. If you say no, you don't enjoy the Coins Count song, you are signing up to write a new Coins Count song, just so you all know. You're going to be voluntold to do that. Next slide. Have you ever fallen asleep during church, in person, not live stream? Oh, yeah, no, not. And I guess church is broad. It could be a different church. I ran this question past someone this week, and they said they've counted all the brick, the tile, the pine things on the roof over here one time. Okay, next slide. If you fell asleep, who was preaching that Sunday? I will step up my gift game for you next time. Oh, good. At a different church. Someone. There we go. That's what we're. We needed some Mel there. You're all. Come on. We're just going to blame the other churches. That's fair. Okay. Next slide. Who should LC be giving suckers to on Sunday morning? Just the kids or everybody? So LC is one of our grandparents, sits back there. She found suckers at the bulk barn, hands them out. Oh, I thought this would be far more for everybody than the, that's a close one, 26 to 31. Elsie's not here today. I should have called her and said, you should come to church. So, everybody wants suckers. I'll tell Elsie to bring 200 next week. Okay, next slide. Mel's retiring in 7 months. Are you going to miss him? Yes? No, but someone's got to keep him humble. But yes. Because you can't give any pastors 100% votes, because then our heads get a little big. So, and his head, whew. Aw, there you go, Mel. You made it. Okay, next slide. And finally, Mel's not going to miss this stuff, though. Who's the best CFL team? The Rider fans are booing. The Rider fans are booing. There we go. And that concludes our quiz. So thank you very much for participating. You all did great. And I don't know what's next.
Next song. We are kind of gathered together today, and we're going to celebrate gathering together. We just did a little bit of that with fun. We're going to do it by hearing a few stories from people who have been involved in something that gathered us together this year. And then after that's over, and we've sort of had their sharing, we are going to have the kids, and then we're going to have an opportunity. If you would like to share something about what you've really enjoyed as we've been together, I'm going to be walking around with a roving mic, and you're going to have a chance to say, I really like this, or I really like that. So you're going to get a chance to be involved at one point, too. For now, you're getting a chance to be involved in a song. I am going to start it with a line, and then it's going to be followed by the rest of us, and then all of you will be singing the chorus, which goes like, why don't you all stand? And I'll go through it once with you. It says, but if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see this world come round. We'll see this world come round. So you'll get it as we get into it. That's your part after we've led you into the song. So, yeah, let's go ahead, Karen.
My voice alone can sing a song of peace.
Your voice alone can sing a song of peace. But if 2 and 2 and 50 make a million, we'll see this world come round. We'll see this world come round.
And see the way ahead.
Your eyes alone.
Going to go sit down over here now.
When Kyle retires, how many of you are going to meet?
Yeah.
He's fr- frazzled. Let's make him do something. Actually, we're going to have the people who are sharing. Not yet, you guys. You can come up after, okay? So we're going to have some stories now. And like I said, it's from being together. And there's just asked a few people at random. I asked them to share 1 to 2 minutes. So maybe because we're having fun today, if you time them and they go over 2 minutes, you just start going like that, okay? Because we said how long we like sermons to actually be. So that's up to you if you want to. Bruce, sorry, I know I've, okay, he's already calling me down, okay. But they're going to come up and share, they know the order, and then after that, we're going to have the kids and singing. So those who are sharing, starting with Shara, why don't you come up and tell us what you've been part of.
It's not really a shock. So I'm involved in lots of things at church that I really love because I think it builds community. But one of my all-time absolute favorite things that happens is church camp. And we had a really good time at church camp this year, and I was supposed to come up and share what I loved about it. And so that's what I'm going to do. One of my favorite things about existing at church camp is you have this ability to broaden your community with people who are already in your community. You get to see all this wonderful, really awesome good stuff, but you also get to see the hard stuff and the bad stuff, and you get to see how we all sort of work together at that or how we work through it. And it's just a really beautiful way of deepening relationships. There's never a shortage of interesting conversations, and there's never a shortage of really funny things like kids walking around roaring like dinosaurs during communion. forgive me because I'm going to call out one child, but William asking to have pictures of my husband that he can have as a coloring book was pretty special. And just getting to know the kids really well because they sort of filter in between parents who are doing activities and things like that, and it's just a really easy way of deepening relationships that isn't stressful or too much. So that's my sharing about church camp. I look forward to it every year, and I hope that we can bring our numbers up for next year because I want to get to know more of you. Thank you.
Hello. I love Ash Wednesday. Bit of a downer after this morning service, but I'm supposed to share about it. I love it. I really do. I love that it's a deliberate time taken by the church to sit with our mortality. There's silence. There's candles. There's liturgy. There's blessing. There's ashes. We come from dust, and to dust we return. Our finitude is a given, and God is with us even in that. And if you were at the ladies' retreat, you know I don't go far without this little book. I'm going to give you a blessing. And I timed it, Mel. I'm still under 2 minutes. God, today my finitude is rubbed on my forehead. The reality of my limits, my fragile body spoken over me like a curse. From dust I was made, to dust I will return. Some days I need to be reminded that I'm not the perfectibility project I set out to be. I'm full of bounce, brimming with hope, all woes solvable, all problems a distant whisper. When I don't feel like dust, bless me, O God, in the ways I trick myself into believing that my life is something I've made, that all my accomplishments and successes and mastered mornings add up to something independent from you. But on days like today, when my head hangs low, sunk with the grief of my neediness, bless me, O God. When my joints don't work like they should, when I grow sick or turn gray too soon, when my body betrays me, or perhaps it's doing exactly what it's supposed to do, tell me again exactly how you made me. From dust to dust, blessed are we all, a mess of contradictions in our delusions, our deep hopes, in our fragility and our finitude. And that's why I love Ash Wednesday.
I I'm reading something that Ken Fair wrote for the Anabaptist Bible Project Bible study that we had, and it was in the bulletin and things like that. And it was some of us getting together to reflect on some different Bible passages, and then we actually submitted our comments to a project in an Anabaptist Bible that's going to be coming out. Some of them might be in there in the sidelight. So we enjoyed that Bible study together. My name shows up in here a little bit because Ken wrote it, so forget that I'm reading it. Pretend that it's him. Impressions of the Bible study. It hadn't dawned on me that the 500th anniversary of the Anabaptist movement was just around the corner. So when I read Mel's invitation in the bulletin to be part of a Bible study here at Grace and potentially contribute to an Anabaptist study Bible, I was curious and eager to participate. The format was unique for me, and having only four sessions to complete an analysis of three very different biblical texts made me think hard each week and then economize on what and how I would personally, how I would respond. I found the discussions on selected passages in Job and Matthew in the Psalms to be personally edifying. It was a joy to sit together with fellow Gracers and share our views, experiences, and questions. One of the real positive outcomes of this study for me was the simple but moving way in which a passage that was familiar to us became alive, with each of our voices contributing to unique perspective. I appreciated the organizers of the study asking us to grapple with the text by asking the same four questions each time. Questions that asked us to see how the passage highlighted something of God, of Christ, of humanity, and finally, ourselves. This took me away from only seeing the passage from my personal perspective, and it again was an edifying experience. Thank you to the organizers of this ambitious but important study Bible. Thanks to Mel for making it happen here at Grace Level. And thank you to each of the participants in the group. It was a delightful to share spiritual insights and amazing desserts with all of you.
Mel asked me to talk about being in the garden club, even though he knows public speaking makes me very nervous. He said it would be a very informal picnic atmosphere, nothing to be afraid of. And I said that's like telling an agoraphobe it's perfectly safe to go outside. So I write down every word I want to say, or I'd forget my own name, which is Sharon Reimer, it says here. I've been a member of the garden club since it started about 6 or 7 years ago. I'm a very practical person, so I was happy to see the churchyard being used for something practical like growing food for Joy's soup kitchen. We grow potatoes, carrots, onions, cucumbers, peppers, and tomatoes. We even have 2 apple trees and a grapevine that grows the grapes that Mel turns into our communion juice every year. But I found that the best part of being in the garden club is the friendships that we've grown. We share the week's happenings, good news, and struggles in our lives. We encourage and pray for each other, and I look forward to Tuesday evenings. A little bit of work and a lot of community.
Good morning, everyone. One thing I don't like about Grace is that they don't have air conditioning. Just putting that out there. Let's start with the dislikes right now. My name's April. My husband and I are newish to Grace. We've been coming here since early December, and we feel comfortable and included, which is great. I recently attended the Women's Retreat, a retreat for all who identify as women. When Tamara first announced this inclusive event, I took a screenshot of the bulletin, sent it to my daughter with the caption, "Where am I?" My takeaway from the retreat was that honesty, vulnerability, and compassionate listening create intimacy, which we had opportunity to practice then in small group. From this intimate setting birthed the Red Ribbons, a social, confidential, compassionate listening space in which we strive to be honest and real. Another equally important takeaway was meeting a lovely soul who I've had the pleasure of getting to know. She has welcomed me into her home, where we share honesty, confidentiality, laughter, and yummy snacks. I don't think she's here today, but maybe she's listening online. I look forward to nurturing these relationships. I'm so honored to have made amazing connections. Thank you, Grace, for being an inclusive place where all kin are recognized and loved for who they are and who they are becoming.
Good morning. I'm Kurt Bars, for those of you who may not know me. In January of this year, I decided to see if anyone was interested in attending a men's breakfast here at Grace. Since I don't usually do much organizing and I'm not a cook, I thought I would limit the first breakfast to 20 or so people. Well, that didn't really work for me because it was just too hard to say no as more and more were signing up for the breakfast. Our first breakfast had around 32 guests, and it has remained at that number for the following two breakfasts. We meet in the church basement about every 7 to 8 weeks. Each breakfast is made by a different group of volunteers who decide on what they will make. No pressure to do anything fancy, but they can go for whatever they want to make. We've asked for a donation of $5 to cover the cost of the food for the breakfast. It was decided right from the beginning that if there was more money given than the cost of the food, we would make a donation with the remaining monies. The cooking group for each breakfast decides where that donation will go. So far, each breakfast has had extra money, and we have been able to support various organizations. It has been a great time of fellowship while having a meal together. I personally have found it to be a great time to get to know some people that otherwise would have just been a hello person as I passed by them. So watch for the signs, sign-up sheets on the coffee bar for breakfasts to come in the fall. And as a side note, it must be a hit in our church because the ladies have followed our lead.
Now the kids can come forward and gather here, and we're going to sing a song, and then I have an activity for you. But don't worry, I'm not leading the song. So your job is just to stand here and follow Auntie Cindy. She's not my auntie, but we all call her Auntie Cindy. But Cindy's going to just so they can help us. You just listen to her. That's great. You're doing great. Okay, but don't go anywhere, because we got a scavenger hunt for you in the sanctuary. What? So there are 23 envelopes hidden in the front cover of hymnals in the entire church. So your job is to go find them and bring them here. If you are in grade 4 or older / you're big, there's 4 in the balcony. That's your job. Check every hymnal up there. There's a few. And the rest of you, they're scattered. And then bring them up here. And the hymnals are those purple books that we sing songs out of. And if there's no one in your bench, there could be in a bench with no one there. So if you're a grandma or a grandpa, you got to help out. There's probably one over there. Oh, yes, you can hang on to this. Stay here, William. Stay here. You can hang on to that. Number 14, we found number 14. Oh, they're finding them. You can hang on to that. When you got them, bring them up and just sit down here. Just take a seat. Number 15's been found. Oh, my goodness gracious me. Oh, you're throwing it off the balcony. It's great. There should be numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 in the balcony. Oh, wonderful. You got 8. How'd you get 2? You're pretty. You want to share that with a kid who doesn't have one? No, you already have one. Oh, yeah. You got 3? Oh, wow. Lots of. Great. You can share that with. Oh, you got number 9. Nice. All right. You got like. You couldn't find more? Take a seat. Okay. So we're going to give you 50. Hang on to them. If you don't got one, just find a friend and you can share it together. It doesn't really, it matters. But, okay, well, if you have 3, you need to give 2 to other people. You can take number 1. Who else has multiple ones? Share, find a friend. Forced sharing. Is that really sharing? Okay, so who is number 1? Number 1. Okay, in each of these envelopes are 23 things, and I'll go fast. Things that we did this past year at church. You ready? Number 1. Fall fellowship in the big tent. Do you remember that? And we rented bubble soccer too. How many of you did bubble soccer? Yes, church can be fun. All we did was bump into each other. Just bump into each other. Great. Number 2. Hang on to that, William. All right, what does it say?
Children's church starts.
Children's church starts. How many of you like children's church? How many of you like your teachers? Turn around and give them a big hand and say they're great. Number 3. Right here. World Communion Sunday. You were probably Children's Church. Every year, all the churches around the world have communion on the same day. It's a pretty fun deal. That's October this year. Number 4. Right here. What does it say? All right. Thanksgiving meal. How many of you stayed for the Thanksgiving meal this year in October? I was on sabbatical, so I did not. But I heard it was good, and I missed it. Oh, yeah. I think you were there. Yeah, yeah. Good. Number 5. Woo-wee. That's 15. Did no one find number 5? That's 14, William. No one has number 5? Number 5 is lost. That would be in that corner over there somewhere on that side. Okay, no, I'll look later, or we'll find it in a year from now, and it'll be fun. Okay, number 6. I don't know what we missed. Number 6. Someone should have made a master list of these. Who has number 6? Eternity Sunday. That's where we lit candles, right? There was a choir, and we remembered all the people that we love who aren't here anymore. Great Sunday. Sad Sunday. Great Sunday. Number 7. Finn the Dragon came back. Do you remember Finn the Dragon?
Yeah.
Finn's going to come next week with your other favorite puppet, Kyle. Okay. But number 8? Is this number 8? Great. Prayer retreat. I don't think any of you were there, but Mel took some people to a cabin in Marchand and they prayed. Delightful. So good all the time. Number 9. Right here. Perfect. I'll take that. Thank you very much. Whoo-wee. Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. How many of you were here for Christmas Eve service? It's pretty packed. I didn't know half the people in the church that day. How many of you were here Christmas morning? Yeah, yeah. So here's a little secret for you. If you come on Christmas morning, we bring cookies and Christmas treats, and then we just let the kids eat however much Christmas treats they want. So you're going to come to church Christmas morning, you're going to get unlimited candy. It's great. Number 10? Am I number 10? 10, 10. Who knows 10? 10 is also... Oh, 10's right there. I'll take that. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate that. What's next? Da-da-da. Men's breakfasts. Sausage and yogurt. Nothing fancy. Number 11. Right here. Thank you, Tia. Is it Tia or Taya? How do I say your name? Tia. Perfect. Ash Wednesday. But the special thing here is fire in the sanctuary. We had the middle school kids come to Ash Wednesday, and we lit things on fire in the sanctuary. Didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, we did. You never know what's going to happen to middle school youth. Yes. What? I'll get to you. I'm number 12. You're number 14. I know that. 12? Anybody got 12? Oh, right here. Thank you. Coins count. My coins count. My coins count. Sitting in my pocket when they could be doing good. Do you like that song? Yes, we all do. 13. Whew. High school retreat. When you're in high school, you got to go on retreats. We went on a retreat this year, and you know what we did? We rented a hot tub in wintertime. No fair. Well, wait till you're in grade 9 and then say, Kyle, I want a hot tub. And I'll be like, let's go. Yeah. Church budget. 14. That's you, William.
Church family camp, were you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, throwing paper airplanes off the balcony into the owls? Yeah, playing broom ball? Yeah, I broke up a fight on broom ball. Ron and Andrea were having a fight, and I broke them up. So, your dad got hurt that day. All right, 15. All right, double up here. Easter morning, what did we do on Easter morning? Balloons! And we ate Pascha, and Jesus rose from the dead. Great. Number 16? 15? What are we on? 16. Women's retreat, we've heard about that. You weren't there, but I heard it was a good time. I wasn't there either. The next one, 17? What number is that, Xander? 16. 17. Whew, church year in a flash here. Identity word cloud. We figured out who we are and who we want to be in this world. We came up with cool words like inclusive and supportive and nourishing and open-minded and respectful and love and peace and Jesus and community. Lovely. 18. Was that 18? Who's on 18? 18. Middle school retreat. We rented archery tag and we shot each other. We were like Hunger Games-ing each other. Yeah, Willa was in a tree and shot Grace, yeah, it was very pacifist of it. We love it. Okay, number 19. Right here. Thank you, Ella. Anabaptist Bible study. Very cool. 500-year tradition that we're a part of, which is part of a 2,000-year tradition, which is part of a 6,000-year tradition. Lovely. 20. Oh, how fast can I talk? Membership transfer. A couple weeks ago, Ernest and Eddie became members of our church. They said they wanted to be here, and it was very delightful. 21. Great. Women's breakfast. I was not there, but I heard it was a good thing. It just happened last week. I heard there was like 48 people there. Woo-wee. That's a lot of food. 21. That's 21. 22. Garden project. Growing food is always a good thing for people who need food. We care deeply about food. That's the one we lost. Number 6. I know it. It's food drive. Middle school kids and high school kids, we collected food drive. Thousands and thousands of pounds for the Winnipeg. For the food bank in Slam Bank. Number 5. Yeah, that's right. Last one, but not least. Who has 23? Yes. And what does it say? Church picnic and carnival right now on a really hot Sunday, and we're done. Good job, everyone. You can go down and sit down. The quicker we're done here, the quicker we get to go eat and play games. Hoo-wee.
Am I on here, Bruce? We have a new auctioneer when you are no longer the auctioneer. We'll just let Kyle do it. How's that sound? Done. This coming year, you said. Okay. Hey, I know we shouldn't have fun worship because it's almost turning out to be longer than usual in a hot day with no air conditioning, as April reminded us. But would anyone like to put up their hand and tell me something you really liked being part of, what was special to you, and maybe in one line say why? So does anybody want to? Or... okay, here we go. Okay, I'm going to run around, and I'm going to share this, so you stick up your hand so I can make sure I get around everybody. Mark.
In spring of 20, I made a prayer request to Grace because COVID hit Puerto Lopez really hard. Jim Peters said, yes, we'll pray, but what else can we do? This community came up with thousands and thousands of dollars that put food and medicine into very needy hands in Puerto Lopez in that year. The next January, when I said, anyone interested in welcoming Alex to Canada, come on by, and Grace Community filled Second Street with a drive-by welcome. And I'm going to ask you to pray one more time. Alex's brother Luigi has a job offer from a dairy farm that is allowed to hire foreigners, and we need to pray his way through to a visa.
Thanks, Mark. Anybody else? It'll be quick. Give me your hand now, or... oh, boy. Going once? Oh, William, are you putting up your hand? Oh, boy. Okay. That's unusual. Okay.
Feast. What? Some feast.
A feast?
A feast. You liked the feast? Yeah, I did too. That was really good. Yeah. And there's going to be a feast today, a picnic and an ice cream sundae bar. Anybody else? Something? Oh, over there, Ed.
Mine's not a single event, but a series of just regular worship services that are dependably planned and speak to my heart. So thanks to everybody who's involved.
Thanks, Ed.
Anyone else? Going once? Oh, Tom.
Oh, I probably shouldn't embarrass them all, but there are three people who were born 9 years ago today, and this community... this community looked after us for a whole year. Meals, cribs, so many other things we can't even remember. We actually don't remember much from those 2 years. But without them, I don't know if we'd be here.
Tasha, Maya, and Xander, don't feel, that's just wonderful. In fact, somebody said you should stand, but you don't have to, okay? Unless you want to. You want to stand? You guys want to stand? Where's Xander? Oh, okay. The girls are there and Xander's there. You guys, it's so good to have you as part of this place. Anybody else? Oh, there we go.
I'm going to say how much music in this church means to me. And there's been a few times when I was on for Sunday and I was like, oh, this week is just not great. My attitude is not great. I don't want to go to church. And then I get here and practice and it just soothes and renews my soul. And so I would encourage anyone who wants to be in music, it is just so well worth it.
And I have to keep looking both ways. Once, twice, three times. It's really good for all of us to be together, and we're going to sing one more time to emphasize that.
Please stand.
Same song, and everybody join in. Service, some singing, and then instructions about what's going to come next. Let's pray together. God, you have given us life, have revealed your love for us in Christ, and you move us by your Spirit. We are thankful for our lives together. All we are and do is we are Christ's body in this place. Forgive us where we don't or don't know how to include all who are here and who we are and what we do. We are grateful for your loving forgiveness and compassion poured out on us. We pray for our congregation, for Elmer Barkman in the hospital. John and Eileen Tave saying goodbye to a brother. The celebrations and joy of Lorraine and Albert's family and all the other joys and pains that are remembered by us today are lifted to you. All the other things that are on our minds, our own worries of our community, our country, and our world. We thank you. We ask you that you hear us in all of these things through Christ. Amen. And I'll ask you to put the offering liturgy up. I think it's always good for us to remember that, as Tamara said, we are those who give and are given to. Lord, you abundantly lavish your love upon us. We want to respond by offering to you from what we have been given. Accept our offering in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay.
Please stand and sing with us our last song, God Loves All His Many People.
And God continue to give us real and meaningful life together with God and each other in this place. And then God send us out from here always to invite all into the love of Jesus and into this place and in the love that we have for each other here. Amen. You may be seated. And not for long, because now I'm just giving you some instructions on what's next. I'm seeing Jen here. Are you going to? This is good. Because I kind of know, but I kind of don't. What I will tell you is a couple of things before Jen gets up. Coffee will be on as usual in the foyer because we know that not everybody is going to be running out to play games as the kids, and anybody else who wants to can. Jen's going to come up and tell us about the carnival and what's happening. Just so that you know, after the games, what's going on is that there's going to be lunch. You can set up your own lunches in the area, like Pine Tree, anywhere, shade, sun, wherever you want to be, or inside, because it is very hot outside. So if you'd like to be in here for your lunch, you can sure do that, those of you who have brought lunch. Those of you who are just staying for coffee and iced tea, please linger and have a good time here then. After lunch, after the carnival, sorry, and then after the lunch, there'll be drinks and an ice cream bar, and that's going to be served here in the foyer, kind of the dessert. So that kind of gives you an idea how long as we go along, it'll become clear and people will tell you what's going on. So go ahead, Jane.
We have a fantastic carnival planned for you today. And with carnivals, the best part is candy, right? Yeah. And we want all of you to at least get one piece of candy. And so the first thing that you all are going to do is at the back on that same table where you filled out your name tag, there is a bingo card. And these bingo cards are made for all generations. So everybody gets a bingo card and there's a marker there. And I'd love for you all to find 8 different names that you can write on your bingo card. And then take your blackout bingo card. That means you crossed off all the squares on your bingo card or wrote down 8 names. You take that to the candy station and you get a candy for filling that out. How the carnival works, everything is set up outside. We have a coloring station, a tattoo station, and then all sorts of activity stations. So anytime you do an activity, you get 1 ticket. And if you win that activity, you get 2 tickets. So you just keep playing activities until your parents tell you it's time to eat. But here's the thing. You bring 3 tickets to the candy table and you get a candy. And today only, you bring 5 tickets and you get 2 candies. So you actually don't have to eat lunch. You can just keep playing games and getting candy. The activities, you can go play with your children, adults, you can go play games to see what these stations are all about. They are designed to be fun for all ages. So please get in there. I'd love everybody to at least try out 1 station today.
Thanks, Jen. I just have to say before we now say go in peace that Jen was yesterday with a big smile on her face, and you heard, what word did she repeat often? 17 pounds of it. So she said, well, that could go to another event if it doesn't go today, but hey, if we keep playing, we might eat it all today. Go in peace and have a great time.